Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you doing today?
Listen, we're not going to do I Was Right Radio, right?
We love I Was Right Radio.
You're right. We are going to do I Was Right Radio.
That's our favorite radio.
Now, if we say that both of us expressed concern when Joe Flacco was traded in the division for what is tantamount to a six-round pick. If you look at the value of going from a late sixth rounder to a mid to early fifth rounder, that's like the first pick of the sixth draft, the kind of value you're getting. But again, it was a pick swap. We keep forgetting that. But you and I both talked about, hey, it's all great when you think Joe is washed up, but if he sees anything in Cincinnati that looks like the guy we saw in 2023, everyone's going to change. Are we allowed to say that we said that 9 days ago, or is that revisionist history?
Well, just give talking points for today, 9 days ago. That's all it is. In many respects, yeah, because I remember I said 300-yard game. He's going to have a 3-touchdown game, everything else in between. And I felt like so many people were like, oh, but the Bengals offensive line, they're so bad. He's never going to have a chance. And look at it. No, guys, when you have Chase, when you have Higgins, and you saw last night the way that they just targeted him, 23 targets for Ja'Marr Chase, a career-high 16 receptions, that's understanding the game plan. And Flacco had a chance to succeed, and he did.
Was it not the most predictable thing? I mean, you and I saw it coming from a mile away. Again, not revisionist history. No, the Browns made a trade that nobody cared about at the time, except JP and I, and now 9 days later, everybody seems to care about it. And by the way, I shouldn't say everybody. I mean, everybody in the media blew off as it was no big deal. Who cares you traded him in Cincinnati? We pointed out the warning signs, and here we are. But it is the most predictable thing to happen, that he would go there and have success when he wasn't hamstrung by being asked to be something he wasn't, when he wasn't hamstrung by never-will-bes and yet-to-be wide receivers and pass catchers. And it's predictable because this is how the Jimmy Haslam-led Browns do business.
Yeah, and I think a couple of things can be true in this discussion, though. Like, yes, he has better receivers, and so he has more of a chance to look good. That part is true, but also you saw him connect with receivers that aren't named Chase and Higgins for big-time plays in last night's game as well. And you watched him with an offensive line that nobody thinks is worth anything last night as well. Like that last night.
And a head
night,
coach that no one thinks is anything as well.
Last night was more damaging to Kevin Stefanski than if he loses on Sunday against the Dolphins.
Oh, see, I do think it was damaging to Kevin Stefanski. I think it was damaging to Andrew Berry as well.
Well, both of them get a lot of damage in this one. But I think collectively, you're Thursday Night Football. You're on the biggest stage. A lot of heat is already around this game because Tomlin called out Andrew Berry. Like, collectively, that was worse for them what happened last night than what could potentially happen to them on Sunday in many, many ways.
So I do want to get to this. I'd just like to point out that, you know, it continues to come to things that happen like this, because it's not even about Joe Flacco. It's a running tally of laughable decisions that are made that we know this. We've thought this one out. We're the thought partners that crash and burn pretty consistently, and it seems to be specifically around the quarterback position, and I come back to think, well, those guys, the thought partners and the Haslams, they deserved last night. Browns fans did not. And that is the kick in the you-know-whats today. That is the frustration today.
Yeah, I mean, last night, I don't know how you feel. Last night and then now into today felt like the Browns played.
Yeah.
That felt like a game. It felt like a game that we got kicked in the chandelier, too. game where we got just deep-pantsed and basically just had tomatoes thrown in our direction the entire night. Like, that was a three-hour reliving of what felt like, at the time, again, a lot of people said it wasn't a big deal. That was a three-hour reliving of Joe Flacco showing what he should have been able to do here.
I do, and we're going to
what he did 2 years ago.
I want to throw this out to you guys, because we're going to get to this. 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, on social media, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Who do you blame for Flacco's Cincy success last night? Is it more on Stefanski? Is it more on Barry? But Miles said something that I think tags on to how I feel today as a Browns fan. Not as a media member, not as one of the many media members who, I don't know, is more performative for YouTube and Pat McAfee show than it is to speak to the truth of this situation. But Miles said something that I think might be true in a lesser football town. But I think it goes to the attitude of the Browns. And it really pissed me off when he said it. I want to say I do know those guys are more upset than we give them credit for. And sometimes you worry about the guys checking out. I don't see a lot of guys there checking out. I see a lot of guys not believing you can win, which is not great, but I don't see a lot of guys checking out. But he said they can't be more frustrated than us. Miles said Browns fans who are upset about Joe Flacco and about the 1-5 season can't be more frustrated than the guys that put on the jersey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You're wrong, Miles. We can. Because there's not 53 guys in that locker room that care as much as every Browns fan that I know. There's a lot of guys that care a lot. There's a lot of guys that put it all out there. A lot of tough-ass dudes. But for Miles to say that, on top of embarrassing Cleveland fans, this last offseason, you got some balls on you, dude. Like, seriously. I like Miles. I love watching him play. I was thinking today, I'm damn near over the shenanigans from the offseason. You don't know how many people in this town care. When I look at a Browns jersey, the ugliest damn colors in the NFL, I don't just see players that I've loved and respected, like Miles Garrett, like Joe Thomas is going to join us at 4 o'clock today, right? I don't see just Bernie Kosar, my earliest memory of Ozzie Newsome making a catch, or Webster Slaughter, or any of the greats on the in-between. No, I see Jim Wilson. I see the Jeff Garcia jersey that when I get sad because I miss my dad after 13 years of him being gone, I put that son of a gun on to this day. And I do it more than I ever talk about on air. That's what I see. This is generations of great fans. And so it's not just about what Miles said, but you are dead ass wrong if you think you care more than the people in this town. Because the people in this town were here before you were here. They'll be here after you're here.
I don't think he was making it like a measuring contest or anything. I think he was just trying to express that he's also frustrated.
Yeah, but I think he put it the wrong way. And the way that he put it, that's not helpful at this time. For a guy who speaks in 75 different directions and seems to say one thing and then another thing a week later. That is not where anything needs to be derived today. But you know why it pissed me off?
I'm dying to find out.
It pissed me off because that's the attitude of that organization. That organization, after every failure, we get a after every little modicum of success they have, we get a J-Dub tweet about, well, the Trolls aren't going to like this. Yeah, yes, you outlasted Green Bay in a game that they fumbled in the most historic way, and you should be 0-6. We should have loved that a little bit more. It is the attitude of that organization that every decision they made, because their process is great, don't worry about the results. That's how you get. And again, it's not even about Joe Flacco. You and I saw this coming. It is about an attitude that you're what defines the Cleveland Browns. You aren't. You just are not. It's my mechanic, Rob, who busts his ass to put his kids through college, busts his ass every day. That's a Browns fan. It's my best friend Nate's dad, right, who passed away a couple years ago. That's a Browns fan who busted his ass every day, spent his hard-earned money to take his kids to watch a bad football team.
I think he was just trying to show that he's not giving up is the point. I don't think he was trying to measure it versus Browns fans.
Yeah, he said it multiple times. No, he said literally. He said it verbatim. The people paying attention, watching the game, don't care as much as the people to put the jersey on. You want to holster everything, you want to fire some shots, fire it at the people who have failed you immensely. Don't fire it at the people who honestly watched last night and there was the biggest, fattest I told you so ever. The Browns, meaning the Haslams, meaning Barry and Stefanski, they deserved that last night. Cleveland Browns fans did not. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. Jason Lloyd at 3:20 will get his thoughts on, well, the latest quagmire from the Cleveland Browns, because there's just so many. Joe Thomas coming up at 4 o'clock today. Daryl Ryder at 6 o'clock. I do want to get to the Joe Flacco thing. The Miles thing made me see red like a bull. Who do you blame more for Flacco's Cincy success, Stefanski or Barry? You can answer either, and you wouldn't be wrong. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.